Now look at part 3. For part 3, you will need the answer sheet labelled with a pen. Please find and prepare it. Part 3. You will hear a radio programme in which experts explain how to make our resolutions successful. You will hear 6 practical strategies about how to reach your goals. Below, you can read summaries of this information, numbered 14 to 20, but in the wrong order. Indicate the order in which you hear the information by writing a number 1 to 6 next to the number that represents that information. Be careful. There is one extra summary. Put X next to the number that represents extra information. Write your answers on the answer sheet labelled with a pen. Now you have 2 minutes to read the tasks. Now listen to part 3.
You will hear a radio program in which experts explain how to make our resolutions successful.
Every January we make resolutions and then break them. In today's program we will give 6 tips or strategies from 3 experts how to stick to our resolutions all year long. Strategy number 1. We are much more successful if we have the encouragement of others. That is the reason why Carrie Cooper, professor of organizational psychology at Lancaster University, suggests getting a resolution champion. Telling someone our goal makes it seem more real and also makes use of our competitive abilities because we don't like others to know we've failed. So find someone who has your best interests at heart and who you can be honest with. Meet regularly to discuss your progress. And if the targets are slipping, chat about revising the plan. So if it's weight loss you're after, set small goals such as 1 kilo a week. Strategy number 2. Break your big goal into smaller ones and enjoy treats for reaching each stage. When we sense potential failure, we give up, says Professor Cooper. With realistic aims, you're constantly having small successes, not one big failure that breaks your determination. If, for example, you want to give up smoking, don't plan to quit on 1st January. Plan to stop by April and aim to cut down by 5 cigarettes a month. Strategy number 3. Resolutions often fail because we don't consider the real reasons behind them. According to Dr. Gillian McKeith, you need to understand why you want to lose weight or find a partner. Connecting with your emotional needs is the key to success. Make a list of everything you want to feel in the new year, not just what you want to achieve. It can be that you want to be respected in a relationship. Recognizing this will really help you choose the right partner. Strategy number 4. Stop thinking that you're giving up something you love. Try to see the benefits of changing your old habits. If it feels like punishment, you won't be successful. Focus on what you'll gain so that you'll always feel inspired. For example, if a healthier balance between your work and personal life is your goal, stick a holiday snap on the fridge where you looked your happiest and most relaxed to remind you of your goal. Strategy number 5. Sticking to resolutions demands a lot of energy. Every aspect of your life is controlled by the nutrients you put in your body. If you are fueled with bad food, you won't have the energy to stick to difficult resolutions. So before you start your resolutions, go on a 2-week healthy and rich eating regime to increase your energy levels. The most important nutrients for energy are those in the vitamin B group, but also in vitamin C, iron, zinc, and magnesium. Strategy number 6. Dr. Mardzin suggests that New Year's resolutions are linked with failure in people's minds. So if your attitude is New Year's resolutions don't work, you'll subconsciously follow this pattern and fail. That's why it is necessary to forget that first January start. You'd rather begin the new you on another date, such as 12th February, instead. This works well with diet plans, for example.
Now listen again.
You will hear a radio program in which experts explain how to make our resolutions successful.
Every January, we make resolutions and then break them. In today's program, we will give 6 tips or strategies from 3 experts how to stick to our resolutions all year long. Strategy number 1. We are much more successful if we have the encouragement of others. That is the reason why Carrie Cooper, professor of organizational psychology at Lancaster University, suggests getting a resolution champion. Telling someone our goal makes it seem more real, and also makes use of our competitive abilities, because we don't like others to know we've failed. So find someone who has your best interests at heart and who you can be honest with. Meet regularly to discuss your progress, and if the targets are slipping, chat about revising the plan. So if it's weight loss you're after, set small goals such as 1 kilo a week. Strategy number 2. Break your big goal into smaller ones and enjoy treats for reaching each stage. When we sense potential failure, we give up, says Professor Cooper. With realistic aims, you're constantly having small successes, not one big failure that breaks your determination. If, for example, you want to give up smoking, don't plan to quit on 1st January. Plan to stop by April and aim to cut down by 5 cigarettes a month. Strategy number 3. Resolutions often fail because we don't consider the real reasons behind them. According to Dr. Gillian McKeith, you need to understand why you want to lose weight or find a partner. Connecting with your emotional needs is the key to success. Make a list of everything you want to feel in the new year, not just what you want to achieve. It can be that you want to be respected in a relationship. Recognizing this will really help you choose the right partner. Strategy number 4. Stop thinking that you're giving up something you love. Try to see the benefits of changing your old habits. If it feels like punishment, you won't be successful. Focus on what you'll gain so that you'll always feel inspired. For example, if a healthier balance between your work and personal life is your goal, stick a holiday snap on the fridge where you looked your happiest and most relaxed to remind you of your goal. Strategy number 5. Sticking to resolutions demands a lot of energy. Every aspect of your life is controlled by the nutrients you put in your body. If you are fueled with bad food, you won't have the energy to stick to difficult resolutions. So before you start your resolutions, go on a 2-week healthy and rich eating regime to increase your energy levels. The most important nutrients for energy are those in the vitamin B group, but also in vitamin C, iron, zinc, and magnesium. Strategy number 6. Dr. Marsden suggests that New Year's resolutions are linked with failure in people's minds. So if your attitude is New Year's resolutions don't work, you'll subconsciously follow this pattern and fail. That's why it is necessary to forget that first January start. You'd rather begin the new you on another date, such as 12 February, instead. This works well with diet plans, for example.
Now you have 30 more seconds to complete the tasks. The listening section is now over. Please stop working on this section. Now go on to the next sections of the test.